You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Janie writes, Doctor, I live in Dallas and they're about to spray insecticide over the city. I don't want to breathe the... I can't say the word. Begins with S. Should I leave town? I mean, it's an idea. If you don't want to breathe in the pest, not a bad idea. Yeah, you know, I don't blame you for being a little nervous. I mean, we're watching this here. We discussed this a little bit in the first hour, and I talked about so many aspects of what's going on, what West Nile virus is, what are the symptoms, how to prevent mosquito bites, and I could review some of that this hour because I know a lot of you listen only for an hour at a time, depending on XM radio or the affiliate you're listening to. But the one thing I didn't spend a lot of time on was what side effects could there be with this pesticide that they're dropping. And the reason why is I don't think a lot of us know. From what we understand, the CDC and the Environmental Protection Agency says that the pyrethroids they're using do not pose any significant risk. Now, remember, nothing's 100% safe. Okay, I mean, you know, we know that. But from what I understand, they're claiming that when they drop this, there's only supposed to be about 8/10 of an ounce of this chemical per acre. Now, I don't know how they're going to get that down to a science. From what we understand, the insecticide's common name is the Duet Duo Action Adulticide. I don't have a lot of data on it. There's usually these material safety data sheets that you could easily get a hold of. From what we understand, some people are telling me that the label says it is toxic to fish and other types of aquatic life, has distilled petroleum. I mean, here's the thing. You could definitely get paranoid over this. I mean, they're about to spray pesticide over the city. I know. I could understand your concerns. But then on the flip side, you know, what are they spraying day in and day out on our vegetables anyway? Look at all the different chemicals we're being exposed. Now they're saying BPA could possibly cause heart risk. I mean, we have chemicals in everything. We have, and I understand you don't want more exposure. From what I understand, West Nile virus has already killed about 17 people in the area. Hundreds of other have been affected, and I'll spend a little time on that later in the show. So, you know, maybe that's not a bad idea. You know, if you want, if you're worried about that, just take a trip, leave Dodge for a little bit and then come back. And then of course, you know, wash off the food. And it's frustrating to think that now you're going to be, they're just spraying pesticide over the city. I understand they had to declare, this a state of emergency, and West Nile virus. I don't think it's going to be going away anytime soon. You still have the heat. There's still stagnant water. You're still Arkansas. From what I understand, Arkansas is up to 10 cases. No deaths thus far, but Fox 16 is reporting up to 10 cases of Arkansas. So, I don't blame you for being, concerned. If you feel like leaving the area would do you good, fine. But from what we're told, and I know that doesn't mean much when the government tells you something, we're being told by the EPA and the CDC that it's safe. I think if I could just summarize what a lot of us feel over the last few months and even today with this is, I think we have such a distrust of government. I don't think any of us have really trusted the government. I mean, I remember when we were younger, we're like, all right, well, you know, you got the city workers, you got this and everything's working. And I mean, you appreciate and you respect your, you know, government officials or whatever. And then you get to our age and you look at all the baloney that's going on and you're like, I can't listen to a word they say. I can't believe a word they say. And everybody is so self-serving. So I know me sitting there saying the EPA and the CDC say this is safe. I know it falls on deaf ears because I think some of us, so many of us are just so exhausted by all the bull crap we've been dished out that, you know, we don't know what to trust. Oh, the bailout will help. Oh, the bailout will save jobs. Yeah, right. Oh, Obamacare will give millions of people health care and access to health care to improve the economy. Yeah, right. And, I mean, you could almost say, well, just play it safe, and whatever the government says, do the opposite. You could, but not, that's very unsettling. I mean, would like to think that if somebody tells us something, especially an agency, like the, I mean, I used to work for the EPA. We did phenomenal things, you know, that you could believe them. So, it's extremely frustrating. You know, I was talking about earlier, today that, Reuters, I believe one of the, I'm not sure what I did with the article. The headline of the article is, U.S. voters, look at Medicare as being the top issue in this election. What? That's exactly what we predicted a couple days ago. The liberal media swaying the, subject, turning the subject from jobs to Medicare. Medicare is not the top issue in this election. It's jobs. It's the economy. It's the recession. It's our lack of a nest egg, our lack of health care, our lack of the ability to keep health care. Yes, Medicare is a part of it. But you see what they do? I mean, you can't even trust certain media outlets and what you're reading. And I know some of the liberals are saying, well, look at the right. You know, look at the radio hosts on the right. We can't listen to them. You know, fine. Nobody listen to each other. Nobody believe anything. Do your own bookwork, your own homework. Fine. I'd rather you do that. I would rather you educate yourself and do your own homework than just blindly listen to the media. I mean, even my show. All right. I give you as up-to-date information as I can, the best information I can, but please educate yourselves. Absolutely go to the internet. I always hear that. My doctor hates it when I go to the internet. I had another patient today. I'm so sorry, Dahlia. My specialist wouldn't talk to me. I had so many questions about my endocrine issue that I have that I went to the internet. I don't mind you going to the internet. Again, there's certain sites that I trust and run them by me, email me, and I'll tell you if I like the site or not. But I'd rather you educate yourself. I would rather a Democratic liberal voter educate themselves and decide that they want to vote the left than to vote the left just by listening to the liberal media. I would rather you educate yourselves. Go ahead and do that. So with this, with the pesticide, if you don't want to believe the EPA and the CDC that it's safe, that's okay. Educate yourself. If you don't like it, leave town for a few days and come back. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,0470. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,44.95, $8,22.48 for a half ounce, or $4,11.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,44.95, $8,22.48, and $4,11.24.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is supporting this portion of the show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I love it how many of you have been starting to link up on our Facebook page. That's great. I get to see what you look like. It's wonderful. Glad you guys are there. Message me, say hi. If not, just link to it so that I know I can at least give you updates as they come in. The Avenger movie is planning a sequel. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. But the sequel's not going to happen for another 3 years. Not till May 2015. Yeah, I know. But from what I do understand, they're going to do another Captain America. They're going to do another Iron Man. Apparently, from what we understand, the first Avenger movie took in about $1.5 billion worldwide. Thor is going to have another sequel. He's pretty sexy. Captain America sequel's in 2014, and Iron Man sequel is due out next May. Okay, I had to bring that up for entertainment news. I just love movies. If you ask me, what would I rather do? Would I rather go to a club and dance, right? Or would I rather go to a movie? I'd probably say I'd rather go to a movie. Oh, by the way, we got to talk about this later. Apparently, a study came out saying a way a woman dances tells you about her fertility. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You've never seen me dance. Please don't. All right, let's go to some of your emails. Dr. Dahlia, this is anonymous. I respect your opinion and your show, but I think you are jaded when it comes to doctors. Well, of course, yeah. All right. I have a brain tumor, and my doctor won't operate on it. He was crass, rude, and acted like he was God. You tell us to get questions answered and instruct us to communicate, but these doctors won't have it. They just want us to shut up and take it. All right. She goes on. I'm assuming it's a she. Looks like a she. I'm sorry that that happens. And, I've never said doctors were jerks. Okay. I mean, trust me, I trained with them. I trained with a whole bunch of jerks. And I've told you guys stories. You'd be sitting there operating. There's this one doctor, I can't, of course, reveal the name. As soon as I tell the story, anybody that went to my school would know who I'm talking about. We would just be operating and he would ask you questions and I guess I would not answer a question correctly or something would happen and he would throw the surgical tray. Now remember, the surgical tray has the extra scalpels and the Bovee and the retractors and all the equipment. He would just in the middle of the operation get mad and throw it and then start screaming. And then I guess the scrub nurse had to go and get a whole new tray and we had to sit there and I mean, that's just an example of one, just one of them. I can't tell you all the different people and the stuff I've had to deal with. And I know it's frustrating. I know many of you don't get a chance to talk. Even me as a physician, when I go into a doctor to get looked at, et cetera, many of the specialists with the various issues I've had to deal with in my life wouldn't let me talk either. are you surprised? They're like, no, Dahlia's going to go off. Whatever she says isn't important. I hate that feeling. I mean, I'm a doctor, and I've had that as a patient, too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Many doctors don't want to hear what you have to say. Now, am I guilty of doing that as a doctor? I am. I'll be honest. Every now and then I have a patient. They're usually a female, very lovely, but they bring up 17 things. And I feel so bad because I only have X amount of time. And sometimes I have to cut them off. Sometimes I have to try to combine things. I go, look, I promise I'll address this next time. But I thought we were done. And now you're bringing up a whole nother issue. And I feel bad because if you wait in the doctor's office for an hour, you don't want a 10-15 minute visit. And some of these doctors don't even give you that. They just give you a couple minute visit. So I get that. And yes, I've had to cut some people short. I hate doing that because I think you enjoy the visit when you think you got everything out that you needed to get out. Unfortunately, though, we do have some people, and they go on and on and on, and you have to cut them off. You have to. They will dominate your time, and they'll also mentally exhaust you. Unfortunately, though, you have some physicians out there. I don't see it as much with the nurse practitioners and PAs, but I see it a lot with more of the specialist type, where my patient comes back to me saying all these questions I was hoping he or she would answer. No, she wouldn't let me talk. He wouldn't let me talk. He just wanted to say what he wanted to say, and that was it. And that's not how we're trained in medical school, by the way. We're trained to shut up and listen. Dahlia, shut up and listen. Dahlia, what did the patient tell you? Oh, I don't know. I was too busy talking. You shut up and listen. And so I was always taught to shut up and listen. But then when you're out in private practice, you realize, okay, wait a second. I need to manipulate the conversation. Because if not, anything that was said, I'm responsible for. And I've noticed many doctors, as a defense mechanism, will kind of shut you up so you can't bring up another concern. Because if you brought up a concern and it wasn't addressed, they could be liable. Now, I know some doctors are probably listening to the show going, oh, my gosh, how could you reveal that? But okay, come on, please. Like, they didn't figure it out. All right. It's frustrating. I mean, here's an example of something that happened to me. And I could see how a doctor would want to protect themselves. All right. I had a patient who was using false names to get narcotics. And she came to me with a name, and she had an ID. And I saw her for years, not for years, I saw her for a couple years, but I wouldn't give her narcotics. I got her with a specialist, etc. So, you know, I gave her narcotics a few times. Oh, I lost them. I flushed them down the toilet. But I was a new doctor, and I was naive, and, you know, etc. But it was always for hip pain. And I got her with a specialist. He said there's nothing wrong with her hip. And then we find out that she had an alias, etc. So she was gone for many years. She comes back, and I'm just walking around the hallway. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Here's another story from the past. I'm just walking in the hallway, getting ready to go and see my next patient, which is her. And she's there, looks a few years older, standing in the hallway, reading through her chart. And I go, hi, what's your name now? You know, apparently, I think she did jail time or community service. I don't remember. But anyway, she was out and about with her real name. And she was looking at her chart. And I go, well, and she goes, well, I'm looking to see if I ever told you I had headaches. And I go, I don't think you told me headaches. Why? What's wrong? You know, can you give me the chart? Can we go and sit down in the room? She goes, well, I was diagnosed with melanoma of the retina, the back of the eye. And my lawyer wants to know if I ever told you about it. Headaches. Now, she never did. She never brought up headaches. When I asked her any chest pain, trouble breathing, headache, blurry vision, dizziness, it's my top five questions on my note, she always said no. So she looked extremely disappointed that she didn't have anything to give to her attorney. And, these stories frustrate us doctors. They frustrate us as, but unfortunately, with the way the legal system is, if a patient claims they brought something up to a doctor and it wasn't addressed adequately, you're liable. And I mean, in a way, doctors are responsible. I mean, if you told me you were having chest pain, I better address it. I mean, if you told, you know, so you don't really want to shut a patient up so they can't tell you they're having chest pain, etc. But the one thing a lot of us doctors have noticed in practice is you may have to curtail. I hate using the word manipulate. Let's use the word curtail the conversation because, you know, if they go on and on and on, they could bring, you know, then, I mean, so many symptoms could be brought up. So what I always do is I always ask to make sure that there's no, stroke about to happen or pulmonary embolism about to happen. So I ask the main questions, and before I let them go, I make sure nothing that could kill them that night could possibly be going on with them. Then if they also have the knee pain and the elbow pain and they have a rash, you know, I'm like, okay, can this wait till the next visit? Because we just dealt with the other 17 things. And unfortunately, some doctors take it to a next step and they just don't even let you talk. I'm the family doctor. I have to let you talk. That's my job. The specialists, they don't think it's their job. You're there for your brain tumor. And I don't know why he doesn't want to operate on you. That's a whole other question for a different time. I wish you could call in. I'd love to talk to you more about the brain tumor and what's he thinking and what's going on. But I don't blame you for being upset. Doctors are finding, all right, the less they say, you know, the quicker I could get to the next patient, because now it's all about volume since insurance companies pay doctors like crap, and then the less I'm responsible for. So if they start to talk about their rib pain, I now have to address the rib pain. Do I have to get an x-ray? Do I have to give muscle relaxers? Do I have to give anti-inflammatories? They brought up the elbow. Do I need to do an x-ray? Do I need to? And it's true. It is. It's very committing. All right, and most doctors don't want to talk to you about something and not document. We want to document what we talked about. But unfortunately, we see a lot of doctors go, you know what, this is all we're going to talk about today. Bring the rest of it up to another doctor. I don't want to hear it. And I don't blame you for being frustrated. I'm sorry you're going through that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Let's hit some medical headlines here. Researchers are claiming that while shorter people may be more likely to die from heart problems or stroke, tall people are more likely to die from cancer. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard this. Remember we discussed about a year or two ago where men with short stature should be considered having a risk factor for heart disease. We've talked about risk factors for heart disease. If you've had a heart attack, if your family members had a heart attack, if you're a male over 40, female over 50, if you're a smoker, a diabetic, have high cholesterol, those are risk factors for heart disease. Yet they were contemplating adding short stature. Well, now researchers say, well, not only, you know, are people short stature more likely to have heart problems and stroke, tall people are more likely to die from cancer. Researchers reviewed about 130 studies that collected information on nearly 1.1 million people's height, along with their causes of death. They looked at the trends of the data, and they found, let me see here, they looked at participants born between 1900 and 1960. 85% were white. 93% lived in North America or Europe. The researchers accounted for the fact that the people have generally grown taller over time, an average height increase of 0.27 inches every 5 years. The average height of men in the study was 5 feet 8 inches. Average height of women were 5 foot 3. Now, they say the reason height is linked with certain causes of death is that height could be a sign of the sum of the health conditions a person experienced during childhood. Height is also partially determined by genetics. Although how tall a person actually grows does not always reflect their maximum possible height. I'm going to tell you something. Every now and then I get an anorexic patient or a bulimic patient who starve themselves or malnourish themselves during puberty and growth, and their growth is stunted. Not only are they stunted from a sexual reproduction in terms of breast growth and curves, but also in terms of height. It's true. So signs of malnourishment or issues could be related to how you grow and continue to grow. Now, men will continue to grow tall in their late adolescence, whereas a lot of women, they stop their height in their mid-teens. So it's interesting. I get that. They say short stature can be a sign of malnourishment. This is Fox News reporting. Chronic infection or chronic diarrhea. It could also be a result of a stressful childhood or parents going through divorce. Taller people, they say, appear to be hired for jobs more than short people, but are likely to die from mental health disorders. That's interesting. They say taller people are more likely to die of many types of cancer because they tend to have bigger organs. So stop the giggles. So there's a greater chance that one cell in the organ could become cancerous. I get that. I don't know. I don't know if I want to say that. But anyway, so they say tall people more likely to die of cancer, short people more likely to die of heart disease. I hate those stories. What are we supposed to do? Well, this one I even hate even more. All right, BPA. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, this BPA won't go away. This is the chemical found in many plastics, right? Found to cause endocrine disorders, possibly cancer. It's on your receipts. It's on your plastics. It's everywhere. It's BPA here, BPA there, BPA everywhere. Now they're saying BPA may increase the chance of your arteries narrowing. And what happens when your arteries narrow and they have some cholesterol plaquing? You could have a heart attack. Researchers studied the BPA levels of 591 people who were suspected by their doctors of having severe coronary artery disease, which causes narrowing of the arteries. And they found that BPA levels were higher in those who were ultimately diagnosed with coronary artery disease. Now, again, that's a very small study, very small. What they did is they looked at their urine to measure the BPA in the body. They said a one-time urine sample is a standard way to measure these BPA levels because the chemical is very steadily processed in the body. If a person is not exposed to it for a few days, the urine will be clear of BPA. Researchers found that 385 people eventually diagnosed with the severe coronary artery disease had much higher BPA levels than 120 people that had normal arteries. All right, so what does this mean? I don't know. I don't know what they put in our stuff. It's, you know, we got canned foods and beverages, and I mean, I don't live on a farm, so I can't go to the cow and milk the cow and then pasteurize the milk and get the butter. I don't do that. I go to a grocery store, and whatever the food comes in or gets packaged in, I eat. You know, it's frustrating. I don't know what we're supposed to do. And I think ignorance was bliss, right? You know, when we didn't know about all this stuff, we were fine. Now I get handed a receipt at the drive-thru, and don't yell at me for going to a drive-thru. Every now and then I go through a drive-thru. I get handed a receipt. I don't want the receipt because of the BPA. And I'm seeing it because you absorb all this stuff in your skin. You could go crazy. Like the listener who was concerned about the pesticides that's going to be falling upon Dallas, you know, to kill the mosquitoes. I mean, we are exposed to so much. I doubt what they're spraying is really going to be that risky. You know, but then another way you could look at it is how much more crap are we going to take? I mean, we are exposed to so much. You know, just again, you know, I tell you the best way to live life is do everything in moderation. People that don't eat that much, you know, they do okay. People that don't drink that much do okay. People that maybe just have a cigar once in a blue moon, aren't heavy smokers, for the most part, on average, they do okay. Just don't do everything in moderation. The people who die are the people that are chronic smokers, chronic drinkers, chronic, I don't know, bungee jumpers, or, oh, did you hear about that woman who was hang gliding? No. What was she doing? Parasailing? She was up in the parasail about 200 feet above the water. Fell out of her harness. Oh, I hate seeing stories. I parasailed once. It was exhilarating. I was scared to death, almost peed in the air, but absolutely exhilarating. But unfortunately, she fell out of her harness and died. So, I mean, just, you know, just do things in moderation. Be safe. Enjoy life. And, you know, go from there. Just it's frustrating because you get these stories about, oh, well, there's these chemicals and they could be causing cancer. And, I don't want to get cancer if I'm doing the right thing. Okay, if I do something wrong, I'll take the punishment. But I hate to think that all you're doing is just going through life la di da di da di da di da, and you're exposed to something that's going to cause cancer. It's frustrating, I think, for many of us, because we want control. We do. We want to be in control over what happens to us. We want to be able to control our blood pressure, and sometimes we can't control. We want to be able to control our blood sugars, but sometimes we can't because the diabetes is so genetic. We want to be able to control if we're going to get tumors, etc. So I don't blame you for being frustrated. Now, for those of you in the Southwest, all right, who's getting affected now by this West Nile virus, apparently 17 people thus far we found out have died in the area. Multiple hundreds of people have been affected with West Nile. You know, to avoid mosquitoes, number one, just stay away from stagnant water. Mosquitoes love stagnant water. You got to stay away from them. Keep your bodies covered. Long sleeve shirt, long pants. I know it's about 100 degrees plus 90% humidity. I know, easier said than done. Remember, mosquitoes like to go out in the dusk, the dawn, twilight, and that's when they like to have sex, and that's when they like to find their eats. So if you're out, just be careful of the twilight time. I like DEET. I think DEET is a great insect repellent. I know many of you ask me about vanilla and lavender oil and, you know, all sorts of stuff. I don't trust that as much as I trust DEET, but DEET's not 100%. Another thing I learned at my wilderness medicine course is you spray your lice spray on your clothes, wash it. You could wear it 6 uses. That plus the DEET can give you close to 100% protection. So I'm a huge fan of that. Use netting on your kids' strollers. Wear nettings on your hat. I don't care if you look geeky. I guess they say also wear dark colors or wear light colors. Wait a second. I think you're supposed to, I'm trying to remember, you wear light colors because mosquitoes are more attracted to dark. So wear light colored clothing. You're going to look like a dork. Big hat, net, hot pink shirt. You'll look like a dork, but you won't get bit by a mosquito. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are going to Alaska this next summer. Alaskan cruises book up pretty quickly, so we were able to reserve a block of rooms for only a limited time until the ship's going to want them back and sell them. So we've already started booking. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. We get lots of extras and goodies because we are a group, and not to mention I like to make it extra fun. So please go to my website, look up Alaskan cruise on the Dr. Dahlia website, check it out, get in touch with the travel agent so we could get you booked and already start planning your summer vacation. It's going to be phenomenal, really good, and you're going to learn a lot. Don't forget, a little bit later today, when you go on Facebook, find the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook, hook up so we could connect. Please also follow us on Twitter. Okay, now this story looks kind of stupid. What's this here? Oh, yeah. Women's dancing can give away their fertility cycle. Researchers think that a way a woman dances tells partners whether they are fertile in their happy week and ready to get pregnant. They say, I don't know. Women who are going through the fertile phase of their menstrual cycle are judged as more attractive dancers by men than women in a less fertile phase. Well, that must mean I'm completely infertile because no guy thought my dancing was really good. These findings suggest that the cycle of fertility is not as hidden in humans as scientists once suspected. Okay, now who studied this? Bernard Fink of University of Göttingen in Germany. He says men seem to derive information on women's fertility status from these cues. Numerous studies have already found hints that the behavior of women changes slightly as they enter more fertile phases of their menstrual cycle. Okay, well, duh. Okay, so let's say you're actually having your period and you're in an uncomfortable Super Plus Tampax. Yeah, you're probably not going to be dancing and gyrating as you would if you didn't have to don the tampon. Okay, that's not rocket science here. Thank you. They say behavioral changes observed range from an increase in sexual desire to a preference to men with strong square jaws. What? Other studies have also shown how men respond differently to women during when they are fertile, showing a preference for their voices, smells, and even facial attractiveness. No wonder nobody approached me in a club. One study in 2007 even found that strip club dancers earn more in tips when they are ovulating. These strippers came into close contact with their clients, so it was impossible for researchers to discern whether their increased appeal was a result of movement, smell, or some other factor. It was their job. What are they doing? These studies appear to contradict logic. No, contradict the traditional value of human fertility, which theorizes that women had evolved to hide their ovulation. Other mammals go into heat. No, I think women go into heat. You know, a study came out today saying a third of high school students perform oral sex. A third? Are you kidding me? I don't get it. Okay. I mean, you know, maybe it's because I grew up in a, family where my mother said the Lord would smite me if I had sex before I was 30. But, I think people want to be hoochie mamas. I've said this before. You know, boys have always wanted to have sex. Okay. They've always wanted to have sex. That hasn't changed. All right, but girls in the olden days would say, oh, no, don't tell. Oh, no, how dare you? You know, smack them across the face. You keep their legs closed. The reason why there's so much, kind of this sexual activity going on is because girls at some point, now, of course, notwithstanding rapes and attacks, etc., but I'm talking about consensual relationships between teens and adolescents, etc., is because girls went from it's bad to have sex to it's good to have sex and almost needed for me to elevate in social stature. That's ridiculous. When did that happen? Whatever happened to the word slut? Remember, we were afraid of being called a slut. Dolly, do you want people to think you're a slut? You know, my sister's like, well, it would, you know, help us a little bit, Mom. No. I mean, remember, that was a bad thing. Now it's like, oh, my gosh. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they're redefining that word in Webster's Dictionary. I mean, if they added F-bomb to Webster's Dictionary, I wouldn't be surprised if they changed the word slut. Think about it. Okay, what was a slut back then, years ago, right? It was if you had sex before you were married, right? Or if you had slept with more than a few guys, you would be considered a slut. Well, if that's the case, then I would probably say 90-some percent of women right now in America would unfortunately have that definition. But no. We can have sex. I can't tell you, my teenage girls, you know, I'll talk to them. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I know you've been asking me about birth control. Or have you had sex? Oh, no, I'm going to wait. Wait till when? Good. You're going to wait? Yeah, till I'm 16. 16? When did 16 become the magic age to have sex? Now, another thing these youths are doing, we talk about this a lot, alcohol mixed with energy drinks, bad. All right. Well, another study came out saying, yes, it increases risk of heart palpitations, disturbed sleep, and could lead to more medical conditions later on down the line. Everybody loves mixing Red Bull and Jaeger and vodka and caffeinated drinks. And I don't know. I'm not cool, so I don't know what everybody drinks anymore. But mixing caffeinated drinks and alcohol is a big thing because you could drink more because you don't get as sleepy. You still can't drive because your blood alcohol level is high, people. And unfortunately, it's very dangerous because you're going to be more inclined to drink more because of the caffeine. Red Bull contains 80 milligrams of caffeine. That's like two cans of soda, similar to a huge mug of coffee. All right. That's still a lot of caffeine. And these kids, they don't care. I mean, that's just what they do. All right. And there's tons of different energy drinks out there, tons of different alcohol mixes. See, when I bartended, I didn't have to deal with that. Right. And it's good. I did it because I would have probably said, oh, this was very bad for you. Oh, this is not good. This is not good at all. All right. Another study came out today saying women who drink a large glass of wine a day affect their child's growth for at least 9 years. Now, nobody's supposed to be drinking a glass of wine a day. Now, there was a study saying women who drank a little bit of alcohol shouldn't be a big deal. But like I said, unfortunately, we don't know the effects. We don't know if the baby's going to be hypersensitive. We don't know. This recent study at Harvard Medical School said pregnant women who had a large glass of wine a day had babies with lower height, weight, head circumference than those who were light or non-drinkers. Heavy drinkers are those who drank a large glass of wine a day for a pregnant woman. Okay. Well, in fact, remember what I said? Remember we talked about moderate drinkers and heavy drinkers? If a woman drinks a large glass, it is considered heavy for a woman. Men get to drink more. I don't know. It's just the way it is. I know. Double standard. Children born to heavy drinkers had 4 times higher chance of low birth weight and were significantly lighter at a year old. So again, you know, pregnant women, another warning, watch the booze. Teenagers, watch the alcohol. First, teenagers, you aren't even supposed to be drinking alcohol. Okay, let alone mixing it with energy drinks. And you're not supposed to be having oral sex. I really don't get that. Okay, now here's another thing I don't get. For those of you who this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Who is going to buy the male birth control pill? Apparently, scientists have discovered the male birth control pill that they think will make it to the market. Apparently, a Boston laboratory is working on this where an anti-cancer drug that they injected into mice interfered with the mice's normal sperm development, decreased the number, ability to move, made the mice infertile because their sperm were completely incapacitated. And then when the mice were taken off the regimen, the mice were able to make normal offspring. They think this is probably going to be the one that men will flock to and buy. I doubt it. Men don't like birth control. They never have. They never will. All right, guys, if you could stay on board another hour, please do. If not, have a great rest of the way home.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.